In a recent podcast episode, we talked about decluttering your house from memories of your past, physical items that were triggers and reminding you of your past. And yesterday, our April journal prompt talked about emotional baggage and figuring out what emotional baggage you have that you need to throw away. And so today I wanted to talk a little bit more about the concept, the idea of emotional baggage. What is it? How do you deal with it? How can it affect you in your life and possible future relationships if it's not dealt with? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we are talking about emotional baggage. What is it? How do we get rid of it? And if we don't, how can it affect us in the future? And specifically, the baggage that us women who have dealt with an unwanted separation and possible divorce have hanging around. I know you've heard the term before, so it's probably not new to you. And we all might consider emotional baggage to be something different. And it probably is something different for everyone, but it can include lingering trust issues because you put your faith and life in the hands of your husband, and then one day he just decides that he doesn't want to be in the relationship anymore and just lets go of you, you know, metaphorically speaking, and you are dropped and don't know what to do now and have no safety net. And we're like, but you were supposed to be my person. I put my life in your hands and I trusted you and you didn't do that. Another one could be the fear of being alone, because being in a long-term relationship and being in it for a long time, you don't know what it feels like to be alone. You're scared of being alone. You think that being alone is a bad thing, that it means something about you because you aren't with somebody. Also, the feeling of betrayal and abandonment. I mean, it still ties back to giving yourself and trusting your life to somebody, building something with them, and then they walk away and you're like, whoa, what just happened? I thought we were a unit. I thought it was till death do us part. I thought that I could trust you. I thought that you would never leave. And then that can tie into low self-esteem, because unfortunately, we will start thinking that we did something wrong, that we weren't good enough. So many times, one of the first things that I hear when a husband is ending the relationship, the wife is like, why wasn't I good enough? Why wasn't I good enough? And that is never the question that should be asked. It should always be, why didn't he see my value? Because I was good enough. I am good enough. He is the one who didn't see the value in me. But again, I know, and I say this all the time, it takes a while to get there, especially if you've been in a long relationship where you've kind of lost yourself and let yourself go in so many aspects. And so this is baggage that you're carrying around with you. I can't trust anybody, but I also don't want to be alone. But I feel like I was betrayed and could possibly be betrayed again. But who is going to love me because I'm not valuable? Holy mackerel. That is a lot of baggage. And they all tie into each other. And so can you see that if you don't address all of these, they piggyback off each other and can cause a lot of trouble in your life going forward, in your ability to find a new relationship. And this is where we get into how can it affect you? Why is carrying this emotional baggage a bad thing? So imagine, let's start with, you have the baggage of fear of being alone. That means that you're going to probably jump into a relationship quickly with someone who possibly and probably is not the best partner for you. First of all, we will just mention that clearly you're not healed. You're not ready to be in a relationship. So it's already not going to work for that aspect. But you jump in because you don't want to be alone. And this person is willing to give you some attention. But you don't feel like they really value you because you have low self-esteem. And you're like, whatever he's giving me, the crumbs, I will take it. Because who else would? Because I am not worthy. But then you're like, I don't trust this person. You have trust issues. So you're like, where is he doing? What is he doing? He says something, but I don't know if I believe it because I can't trust that he's telling the truth because look what happened when I trusted before. But then when he pulls away, you're like, wait, don't go because you've been abandoned before and you don't want to be abandoned again. And holy mackerel, what a mess you will be in this relationship. They're going to leave. And rightly so, because you are not healed. But then it's going to reinforce this emotional baggage for you because you're going to be like, look, look at all these things that happened. But no, it happened because you have not been healed. So it's almost like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I like the term emotional baggage and the fact that if you imagine you carry all this into your relationship, you open up that suitcase and you're pulling out the low self-worth. You're pulling out the trust issue. You're pulling out the feelings of abandonment. You're just laying all that out in your new place with your new person. And then you're like, wait a minute. It's all there because you just unpacked it there. It's all sitting right there. I want you to think about this. And of course, I just mentioned four aspects. But there could be more. There are definitely probably more in different ways. In your relationship, it could be that there are different issues that you had in your relationship that you are carrying forward. I'm using these four as just general, most popular examples. But they are all issues that when you bring in and don't fix, they are going to affect your relationships. Not just your relationships with men. It could affect you in your work. If you have low self-esteem and you don't think you're valuable, you might not ask for that raise. You might not take advantage of an opportunity to apply for a new position because you don't feel like you're worth it. You might not start trusting your friends and being skeptical about what they say to you because you have lost the ability to trust. So these things can affect not just in the relationship, which is why it's important to work on them, even if it's not for another man. Not even if it's not, regardless if it's to open your life to another man. It shouldn't be because, I'm trying to say this the correct way. I don't want you to work on this so that you are ready for another man. I want you to work on this for you so that you are in a healthy space in your life before you attract anything into your life. But if you never attract another man and that's okay, then you are still not walking around with baggage. You're still walking around healthy, happy, and clear-minded, even if it is alone. And guess what? Because you got rid of that fear of being alone, you're cool. So that is the goal always, is to make you happy where you are in life and not feel like you're missing something because somebody isn't giving it to you, because you have learned how to give it to yourself. And we go back to, how do we do this? It's going to be work. It's going to be a lot of work. Finding a good coach to help you unpack your feelings, to see where you're stuck, to see what is wrong. If you go back to yesterday's journal prompt, it is about identifying what baggage you think you're carrying around. And it was a quick prompt, and you might need more than just one journal prompt. You probably will, to get you clear on what it is. It's going to take time for you to analyze things that are happening in your life and what's going on. And oh, wait, I think that might be something that I am carrying around and haven't released, and that's why this or that is happening to me. So it's going to take you being clear-minded, willing to analyze yourself, willing to analyze your thought process and the ways that you see things, the way that you understand things, to see if you're understanding it from a just neutral place or if you are adding some baggage to it. Of course, I always say journaling because journaling is so valuable. It gets it out of your mind. It gets it out on paper. Sometimes you don't think that you feel this way, but when you start writing, you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was there. So journaling, super important and a valuable tool. Meditation, if that's your thing. Prayer, if that's your thing. Staying present is important, not living in the past, not living in the future, living in where you are to now and being happy with where you are now and finding peace where you are now, finding joy in where you are now, not expecting things to be happening to you for you to be happy, just being alive, being able to breathe, being able to use your fingers and your toes and smell things and see things. Find the joy in the present moment. I always say this too, but friends and family are a great way to find support. And if your friends and family, you don't feel that they really can connect with what's going on with you, maybe you're the first person in your family to get separated or divorced. And nobody gets it. Nobody understands it. Find groups. Find support groups. You know that I do have a Facebook group for women that are dealing with their unwanted separations. But there are groups online, there are groups in your area that you can search for, and it doesn't have to be specifically for separation and divorce. It could be that you have a hobby or an interest that you like, and you can connect with those people on other levels, but still it's going to help you expand and grow and find some happiness and peace and the motivation to start working and changing and shifting your mind. So I hope that you found this episode interesting, that it makes you think about the emotional baggage you might still be carrying around. None of us are perfect. It's not easy to work on these things, but it's important to work on them. And if nothing else, it's important to know that they're there so that you don't take things so hard. Because I know I feel this way about this, but I do know that I'm still working to release some baggage. And because of that, I might not be seeing things clearly. And I'm going to give myself grace on this, but I also am going to continue to try and work on myself because I need to. Because the best me is a me that has worked through these issues. So I believe in you. I know that you can do it, but I will remind you that if you are struggling and you need some more help, that my new course is now available, and it is a really helpful tool to help you on this transformative journey, and it's designed to reshape the way you navigate the life post-separation. It's not just another course. It is a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology. With a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps, you'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, drop some of that emotional baggage, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. So if you don't want to miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing new chapters of your life, the link is in the show notes for all the details. And with that, I'm going to leave you for this one. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.